Welcome everyone to Escaped Reality Podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends. Listen, we need an escape to reality right about fucking now.
We won't get into it obviously everybody who listens to us, it's not like we have millions of people. We're not arguing with people. Everybody believes what we believe. And I don't want to cry.
I don't want to cry. I'll just say that I feel for anyone who is feeling like we do right now, which is pretty hopeless.
It's terrible.
And it's really,
it's not even worse. Terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. It's undescribable how terrible the state of affairs is right now. And I just feel for everybody.
It feels like we're living in a dream. I feel like I wake up and it didn't happen. It's sickening.
Yeah. Yeah. It's horrible. I think, you know, we're just taking this. We're going to dive into Bravo. We're going to talk our shows, but just know it's
please
on our
don't
mind.
Take and, it as. Yeah, because yes, Tyler's ready to. My mom's ready
divorce
to
Justine.
Hate me because I can't shut up about it. But it's just unbelievable. Yeah. What has happened in the past. What
two
our
weeks.
World is. And is yeah, yeah. In these past yeah. years, it's just so sad.
It really is.
I'm gonna start
we're
going
to get into it. Right. I would. Yeah. I don't know what to say other than it's terrible and we feel for everybody and
it's just heartbreaking. It's beyond
heartbreaking.
Wish I could
move. That's what I wish. I wish I could go to another country.
But even moving,
would.
You know, we know that this happened and it's just sickening.
Oh yeah, I know. But it's just like,
I mean,
how does this,
it's just disgusting. I'm going to start crying. All right.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
It's really sickening.
I have something positive to talk about, which is Hacks. I don't think I've talked to you about this show.
I could just kill Tyler. I put it on and he says he does not like Jean Smart. Is that her name?
Oh my God.
I love her. I want to be
her.
And
I have to say this second season
himself.
Of the show. I caught up last night. It's a beautiful show. It makes me happy. I really love it.
All right. I'm going to start
However,
watching it by myself.
This shocked me last
go
night.
Pick
she
up
hooks
a homeless
up
man and watch it with it.
She hooks up with a younger dude and it's uh-huh. fucking Devon Sawa, which
oh my
blew
God.
My mind. Devon Sawa. I think I've talked about this. Devon Sawa was like my OG youth crush. And so it was hard for me to watch him like hook up with her. It was maybe uncomfortable.
He didn't age that well, did he?
Actually, I thought he looked good.
Oh, okay. I'll have to watch it.
Yeah, I think you should watch it. I thought
Tyler reminds
me of him instantly.
My one kid loves the movie Little Giants, and he's in that, and he is a hot little thing. And he reminds me of like what Tyler looked like as a kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
that was my vibe.
I was into JTT. Devon Sawa, I don't know why I never dipped my foot into that pond. Even in Casper, maybe I was more into Rachel Ritchie. What's her name?
What was her name? Christina Ritchie, Rachel Ritchie.
And but he is so adorable.
Oh, love him. So if anybody wants a little joy, check out Hacks. It's
not
so
to
fun.
Be a pervert. I mean, I'm going back to like little girl brain.
Yeah, now you're
that.
A 12-year-old.
I want to bang Richard Morales.
What do you feel like?
Honey, I shrunk my. Oh, I have to say, I watched the first about 10 minutes of Ricky Gervais' new stand-up. Did you watch that?
No, I would never watch that.
Oh, you don't like him?
Oh, I do not.
He's nuts. I don't even know if it's good. It would probably offend half the world. I mean, he's nuts. I would watch the first 10 minutes and just see what you think. It's out of this. It's nuts. Okay. I was kind of drifting off to sleep, but he's a... He's crazy. He's probably offends a ton of people. You don't like Ricky Gervais. Why not?
I don't know. There's something about his like vibe that just bothers me. I don't.
I want to hear what you have to say about the first 10 minutes of this act.
Right. I'll watch the first 10.
Watch a Dorian too.
Okay. All right. You want to start with Atlanta or Beverly Hills? What spoke to you?
They both did. Let's start with Beverly Hills.
Okay. I thought this whole episode was like a little bizarre.
Me too.
I thought there's something with the crystal. I don't know how to like talk about it without like being rude. I found the crystal thing like ridiculous. I just found that whole scene where Garcelle, like, love Garcelle, but Garcelle to be like, all right, everybody, let's talk about Sutton. I was like, are you trying to make Sutton feel terrible? Like, I'm not a Sutton defender, but to
when
just
she's
be
sitting
like,
on
all
right, the
everyone.
Couch.
Yeah, when they were all sitting there, just like, time to pile on Sutton. And then it's like Crystal's triggered crying in the corner and they're yelling at each other and Erica's coming for her. It was like, I don't know. I just thought it was very odd.
I can see where Crystal's coming from. Crystal, to me, I like her, but I also at the same time, she's unlikable, but I do like, I want to love her so much. Right. I do see where she's coming from. She just does not like Kyle and them. I don't like how Kyle brings up again that she said she was violated. I can understand where now I understand Crystal more now about the whole thing and how Sutton is weird. I like that Sutton and Crystal get along. I do feel it. I can honestly see where Sutton's coming from. Sutton is just weird. I don't know if she means harm.
No, I think you're right. Like when I was listening to her talk about it, it's like, she can't even articulate how she feels about guns and stuff because it's obvious she hasn't like dealt with any of this childhood trauma she's had. So it's like, I almost believed what she was saying, which is like, she just defaults into this like weird mode where she can't really communicate. And she's just like, saying weird shit. She's just a weird person. I don't like know how else to describe it, but I thought Elena all of a sudden being like, listen,
Diana's not unneeded. Why would they have a great cast. They don't need Diana.
It was a terrible addition. It's
why
she doesn't fit. Watching her walk into Kyle's store and like, it was like you dropped somebody from the 1800s into an iPhone. You know, it was like, just like the level of privilege and wealth she comes from. Like she doesn't even know how to like fight with people. You know what I mean? Like her whole life is this like weird.
It's not fun.
Yeah, I don't
doesn't
think,
know what a roadie think, is. She doesn't know what an outlet mall is. Shut up. You're not on Mars. You don't know what any of this
Crystal,
stuff is.
When Crystal was like, yeah, I wait 3 years to not pay full price for something.
But
like,
I don't believe her either. Your husband freaking created Simba. Right. You're loaded, honey. But I appreciate you trying to relate with us.
Right.
You're sitting front row at the freaking every single night of the World Series. You're not shopping at the outlet mall, but she could pretend to.
Right. Yeah. Not that Diana.
She's way more relatable. She's the richest relatable person there is.
I would like to know that. I would like everyone to know that every time in my notes, I wrote Elena. I don't know why. <that was me. laughs>
I don't like Diana.
I could do without her. I don't think she's going to serve any purpose here. Like, again, the way she talked to Sutton, it was like, who the fuck are you? You don't know her. Like, I don't know why I'm coming across as like a Sutton defender, but I did feel like they were all piling on her where it was like, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
Like,
she said a stupid comment. She, I think, genuinely apologized.
It did feel genuine. Yeah. I bought
She's
it.
Nuts.
Yeah. I just thought they all were giving me a really weird vibe. Kyle was obviously very drunk. You could tell.
I like Crystal seems like the type of rich person that would help a homeless person. Diana seems like she'd piss on him.
She doesn't have the, like, I oh, feel humanity. Like her and Yolanda are giving, like, Yolanda wasn't this, they have a similar vibe to me for some reason, but Yolanda had that like inner earth child kind of vibe that made you almost think like she was
she's out
nice
there picking lemons, pretending while
watch.
She's starving her child. To
right. Till you watch
almonds.
That shit back. And then
yeah,
you're like,
right,
oh,
right.
She's terrible.
How did we not even think that back then? No,
I don't know.
And then talk like all these embryos and you're going to have kids until you're 100. Like, shut up. Okay. I know. Whatever. I got an issue. I know how people want to get rid of Teresa. I almost would be interested to get rid of Kyle. I don't want to see another dumb store. Is this a front for some drug money or something? What are these dumb stores for? What are you selling?
I don't know. And I really almost like the way Kyle was this episode did kind of bother me because it was like she just wouldn't.
I know. And the dogs.
Accept the fucking apology and let's move on. And like, And then it just became this like, let's open up every single weird shit Sutton has done, which we all know, like she's a fucking weird person again, like period.
But she's not Dorit. Dorit's accepting it.
Right. I know. Dorit was fine.
Kyle, I feel like could get her own show at this point and we move on from Housewives or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I like Kyle and I don't. What would the show be without her? I feel like Lisa Rinna could get along with. Lisa Rinna's not bugging me this season, even though
she's not bugging me.
Facial expressions are interesting.
That is much. I will say I hated every single one of their outfits at the store opening. I think they all have terrible fashion. Like Dorit's the only one that like actually, and even there, I mean, she looked terrible too, but that was more Kyle's outfit.
Dorit has grown on you so much that.
No, I get it. Like yeah, I saw her flashbacks of her looks. I was like, yeah, she puts together a look, but the rest of them, it's like, where are we all going? Garcelle, you're giving us like saggy boob and a tent dress. And Rinna, you're giving us like a tight brown trash bag. Like, I just don't like their fashion. I really don't.
I don't want Garcelle and Sutton to fight. They need to be joined forces to fight against.
Is that the preview that she said something to Garcelle that Garcelle finds horrible?
I saw something like, oh, you better, your new best friend or something. You better be on her team or something. I love Garcelle, but.
Garcelle seems like
she hates them all.
She doesn't believe a word any of them say. Yeah. Anytime they say something, she's just like, oh, really? Like, you're full of shit. Like, she just gives off a vibe like she just doesn't believe them at all.
And, you know, Allie Landry would be a perfect fit, everybody. They're really friends.
You love it.
What else was I going to say here? Kyle, it is not acceptable. I love dogs. I was at a notary the other day, though, and this dog was so cute, and it was a puppy, 4-month-old puppy, and he was biting me pretty good, and he was like playful, but he was biting. They did put him away, and then he came back out, and he is a sweet dog, but you don't let a dog eat off the plate. That dog needs, that's insanity to me. Could you imagine?
You can't have people over, put the dogs in a room.
Seriously.
Like, that's too, they're too big. You know, some people don't like big dogs. You know what I mean? Like you just, and
or if your dogs are not chill. Yeah.
If they're not trained, she's like, sorry, they're not trained. You're going to eat that. It's like,
go away. That's not funny, Kyle. You're a bad dog owner at this point. They should not feel free to eat off of someone's plate when they look the other direction.
I know. It's crazy. It's so aggressive.
And that you don't even say like, hey, don't do that. You're just laughing about it.
I know.
Oh, they eat the steak. I love dogs, but Jesus.
Don't lick, like, not touching anything an animal has licked.
No, my dog sit there and ravage a squirrel. I'm going to be in the hospital.
Right.
I kiss their dirty little mouths, and sometimes I think, oh my God, I'm going to die. They just killed a squirrel today. And then she's got 5 dogs. How do you pick the 2 that come? Poor little other 3 dogs are like, why'd they get to go? I don't know.
It's too many animals. I don't know.
I love the whole vibe of it. Just with they got enough help and stuff, but I can understand what you mean.
I also love just how out of touch all these people are, like Erica with her fashion. She still has her staff, by the way, but being like, you know, if I have to rewear things, it's not the worst thing ever. It's like, wow, you are like
Michelle Obama rewears clothes. Freaking Kate Middleton rewears clothes. They don't have to. You can rewear. Right. I feel like those people are actually kind of her friends now, and they're just faking it. She can't afford it. They got to move on with their lives. They see the walls crumbling.
That's what I'm thinking, right?
And I love Sutton. She isn't exonerated.
No, I agree.
Honestly, watching Erica is a little unsettling. The way that she is like, oh, are you fucking kidding me, Kyle? That she said,
Something about her vibe. That she really came in with like a fuck
too
you
energy. Ballsy.
Yeah. I don't like it. Yeah.
And she's even going to get worse, saying that the victims are lying about it, and she doesn't care, only cares about herself. It's really sickening.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Like Jen Shaw has a more medicated, like just trying to get through the days vibe.
They're both bizarre.
They're both nuts, ways. But yeah.
Yeah.
I know I shouldn't be such a Jen Shaw lover.
How about Teddy? Do you notice she was there?
Yes.
I love that they don't give her any footage. They give her like 2 seconds and she's just clinging on everywhere. I think it's hilarious.
It's fascinating to me that Dorit's a nobody. Somehow she got on this show and then she's stuck around. I'm surprised Dorit didn't get the axe right away. But
yeah,
it's interesting. I'm glad they did keep her around.
Yes.
But it is really interesting how who stays and who goes.
I retweeted this on our Twitter, Escape Tweet Pod, if you're not following us. Somebody put up a great thing. Sorry, I should pull it up so I can give you credit. They said, what are the two housewives that you hated immediately? Which I thought was a great question. Obviously, you guys know us. We love to...
I think my one only would be the girl from OC with the mom who's like a fairy.
Lydia. That was on Lydia. This person's list. It's laughing in Spanish. Thank you. Is there a housewife you dislike from the beginning? I think I disliked Teddy from the beginning. I don't think I ever liked Teddy. I don't know why. She just really
bothered me. I have a strong feeling about her, but I do now.
Yeah.
And especially her and Tamara's podcast makes me nuts.
Right. Right.
And Teddy just had a facelift.
I saw that. See, shit like that. And it's like, I don't like what Teddy stands for. I don't like her Ponzi scheme of a weight loss thing.
Right. I'm starving women. And then you go spend 30 grand on getting a facelift. Right. Not even
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's our age.
Right. Yeah.
I know, it's sickening, isn't it? Like Sonia Morgan could have 100 facelifts. I would never judge her, but I judge
Teddy. She's in her 60s.
I know. I know.
40. What the fuck are you doing? It's crazy.
It's really
gross. What's your face going to look like at 60?
And she does. She looks good.
No, yeah.
But her and Tamara, though, it's unbelievable. And they're just put together. Oh, God.
What else?
Awesome,
Beverly Hills.
Man, I should have pulled it up. The Kathy rumors. Did you see that online that she.
No.
They're saying that they were at a club and it's on film that she's called someone the N-word and I think someone the F-word. So they're saying that it might not be true. And she's posting things like, oh, I'll be exonerated, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and then I should have all this up. I'm sorry, everybody. But Lisa Rinna is saying that when Paris Hilton got caught calling someone a slur that, oh, she learns it from her parents or learns it from home. And there's some truth to that, I believe.
I would not be shocked at all.
No.
Again, the amount of privilege, the fact she didn't even know the name of the person who worked for her, who's like worked for her for years. I could totally see it. I would not be shocked.
And Kyle. Yeah, I thought there was a picture of Mauricio and Dorit and I did not recognize Dorit. And I sent it to Geneva and I was like, oh my God, there's proof. Cause I'll be sick to my stomach if he's cheating. I feel like she does produce a lot and there's these certain housewives. I guess here comes the Teresa apologizing, but Teresa to me is not like a Kyle. Kyle's Hollywood, Beverly Hills. Somehow she's got it in with Andy Cohen somehow really good. She's always at forefront of any type of situation. She's been there since the beginning. Mm-hmm. Somehow she's really deep in it more than I realize. I think.
Yeah,
I don't dislike her, but I feel like there's got to be more truth. What do you think?
Yeah, I just don't love her. I don't hate her. She's lasted a long time, but like I couldn't tell you 10 iconic Kyle moments. Like I just couldn't
running out.
I would tell you.
Right, it's always with her family, and then it's always the Kyle show. This turned in with the stupid store made me nuts this week.
Yeah,
and calling Crystal a millennial. Obviously, she has no respect for her. She thinks she's her daughter's age and just shit on. Just saying that was just showed a lot to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does being a millennial mean? Poor Crystal's got some issues, obviously, not in a bad way, but she's, you know, if she doesn't feel. I understand what she means. You're around a bunch of people who seem catty bitches and you don't want to be there anymore. I feel bad for I did. It seemed a little crazy the way it was produced, but I think that they kind of effed her over on that one.
I think they did too. Yeah, that's a good point.
Sorry, this is my last thought. Kyle holding the scissors. Did you notice that? She's like flailing the scissors around, holding the scissors with her hand while she was going to cut the ribbon. So you're going to slice your hand off, Kyle.
I missed that. like my kid with scissors.
And I love, I went to Palm Springs for the first time the other couple months ago or whatever. I would love a house there. I love the vibe.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
What a fun town. Feels like you're in the 1950s.
Yeah. 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 That's exactly what it's like.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah. I loved it.
All right. Let's talk ATL on the condo.
It was sad. if Tyler's talking about our life in a sprinter van in front of everyone on camera,
this was very odd.
I would have issues.
You know what it reminded me of? Like a Married to Medicine couples trip where they like try to pretend like they're all therapists.
It did.
It was giving me that kind of vibe where it's like, why are we having this group conversation about something that obviously you guys have like not figured out? I don't know. It was weird.
Todd feel like Candy won't talk to him unless he embarrasses her in front of everyone.
Maybe their vibe is,
I mean,
is
I guess it
off.
Might not be embarrassing to people, but that'd be embarrassed me if Tyler is going on and on about how miserable he is. And I won't let him walk down the street alone and right. be a man. Right.
And the fact that they never wear a wedding ring, that's weird to me. Yeah, I don't know.
It's not looking good. And in the previews, people are saying like, watch out for Todd. And I don't dislike Todd though.
I don't either. I used to think he was kind of like a I don't know what that's
weary.
Called,
yeah.
coat tailor mm-hmm. rider, but I've come to appreciate him. I think he would stay with Candy like forever if he was in the mix. I think that it sounds like what the
He's
deep issue
jealous.
Is like, yeah, she's going independent, kind of breaking off from him, and he feels a type of way about it. Like, I think he loved when he was involved in everything, which maybe is part of that coat rider.
And she is the star, and she's a strong woman, and a lot of men can't handle that.
Right.
Coat rider. I like coat rider. That's nice. I love Marlo though. I was thinking the same thing as Marlo. Well, he likes her money, and her money is what's keeping everything afloat, except for his little condo. And
I mean, there were two times where they had like group, then Kenya coming for Ralph. That was another like group conversation about somebody's private relationship.
I understand there is more
like I'm staying single shit.
I can understand them getting involved with them more. I'm surprised Candy's just she's the boss of the show. To just light her up her personal life was just interesting. It was good for us as the viewer, but
yeah, I also think the one thing that's really standing out to me this season, and maybe it was Girls Trip, but like I like Kenya significantly more. You guys know I thought
guess who's gone
season for her.
What?
Portia. I know
people are saying that, like, look who's gone, and look, Kenya doesn't, but it,
because
I mean,
Kenya
it goes talking, both ways.
Talking to Ralph, I thought she was like very good. She was really like, she wasn't being like disrespectful. She was just telling him what it was.
She like, had me until she blamed good. Drew though.
Yeah.
That's when she lost me there. It's like, no, I don't blame Drew
perfect.
At all. She's with this nut job.
I mean, I'm starting to like, if Drew continues to entertain the bullshit, I will also blame Drew, because it's like the writing is on the wall. He's completely disrespecting you left, right, and center. And you're like oddly taking it and then like wanting to fight about it. I don't know. It's just very weird. Their whole relationship is like
Dr. Ken. Where does Dr. Ken come from? If you fuck up Drew, you got to fuck him 6 times a day.
Yeah, it's like you're a therapist. What the fuck?
And then, he's got to take care of the kids. What backwards world? How about take care of the kids no matter what? And the sex has to, like, every man's horny for 6 times a day.
And like, if you're saying, if, you know, when things get really bad, he sleeps over there. It's like, if this has happened more than once.
Yeah.
You're in a bad place. Like, this can't be, it's just another bad night. Daddy's in the guest room. It's like, this is terrible.
I feel like I'm a puke. I've really never slept. Tyler's sleeping. The kids are in the bed. Tyler, we're all in the bed together. If you hate me, you're still sleeping next
My
to
nightmare.
Me. All right. I love snuggling. But even if I hate Tyler, I want to hate you from sleeping next to me. There's no need for you to sleep anywhere.
No.
If you sleeping away from me, then there's real issues.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. I wonder, I could see them almost staying together. I wonder what he's really up to.
They could be one of those miserable couples forever. I could see that.
And then
I don't know.
What's her face? What's her name? The bone collector. She's like, they're saying you're gay. Sheree.
Oh, Sheree.
Oh, they're saying you're gay right to his face.
That. See, this is why Sheree is the best. She has no issue telling somebody to their face in front of their wife that.
What does a man say, though, if they're being called gay? Like, what do you say? And what if he is? It's a real crazy thing to say.
Well, if he's gay and he's married to a woman and she does not know, that's fucked up. That's like,
Oh yeah. But
if it's an understanding, then,
you know, but if he's not, and then we need to get this assistant on the line. Where is this coming from? Let's get down to the nitty gritty. I want to hear if he really is or not.
Yeah, I don't.
And maybe she knows. Drew's eyes seem like she is lying to us.
Yeah, there's just an air of inauthenticity around them. And I think what I did like, and this is why I think maybe Sonia will be good, is I like how she's like, I don't really fuck with Drew. This shit is a little weird. Like, I think she may be good in that situation of like, you're kind of, I don't like.
I want to be best friends with her. I love her and the husband. Yeah. I want to move in with them. I feel safe with them. I love them.
I feel safe
with them. I do. I think they're nice people and there'd be a fun couple to be around and they're healthy and they like to just have a good time. I appreciate her. And what was I going to say? Oh, what Candy needs to slow down with like pushing sex on everyone with the sex girl, the whatever coming up and giving the invitations to everyone. That girl's butt naked showing up to everybody's house.
I know.
Giving them panties and this, that, and the other. And Kenya should have known that it was a couple's trip.
I love them getting on. It's just Marlo and her. It's like all couples.
And Marlo was sleeping on her shoulder or something.
That was an early morning flight. You could tell they were struggling. Like Todd was like asleep.
I'd be exhausted.
No parts of it.
I love Marlo though. The giraffe licked, she was going to the sex, and then I was having sex in the zoo and the giraffe licked my face. I appreciate the sex talk, but I mean, the craziest sex, none of them, you're having sex in the ocean, you know? Okay. Sex in the ocean.
I'm not a group like sex conversation person. Like, yeah. I don't need to know about my friends. Like, I feel like it's like girls or guys. It's just like an awkward thing to have as a group as adults. Like, are we on ecstasy or are we like, you know, I don't know.
Candy's so horned up. She should like to make like a game and sell it for like, house.
Vibrate.
Sending it to everybody. Does she get off it? I know.
I don't know.
It's not a bachelorette party. This isn't like a save the marriage party.
Exactly. Like, I have no friends that would just randomly be like, put on this underwear. I'm going to control you from the, it's like, what the fuck? It's odd.
And then eventually are they all going to wear it together or something? And it was okay for the bachelorette party or with Bolo or whatever was happening. Candy should market some type of game that she could sell nationwide. That is like a sex game or something. Cause she really loves it.
Yeah,
or she should be like a Victoria's Secret person or
like host a sex podcast or something like.
Yeah, I think she might have. And then she was selling vibrators and shit. I could see her as a something. I could see her as a Victoria's Secret angel. I'd love to see her walk in the runway in some wings. That's what I'm talking about. Kenya, too. Kenya would look good. Yeah, she should have been a Victoria's Secret angel.
Yeah, she'd be good.
I feel bad when Kenya was talking about Mark. You really saw some realness to her.
Yeah, I'm liking her this season more than I really have in years.
She loves Teresa, so we could all be friends together.
Yeah, all the terrible people unite. Anything else here?
Interesting season. I don't want to watch Drew and Ralph. Every single episode, though, just in their sadness, because there's kids involved and Drew has sad eyes and it seems like she's just holding on for dear luck or whatever the term is. And it's just heartbreaking. Dear life. Yeah. I don't like it. It's sad.
Riding the coats and dear life.
All right, guys. All right, love you.
We love you. Take care out there in this crazy world. We love you. We appreciate you. We'll be back.
Bye, guys.